Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today, because get ready for the surcharge festival that is never going to stop right now. I am in San Diego at the flower fields in Carlsbad. I went to go pick up my Starlink here in San Diego and thought, I wonder if I can get in today, and I got in. So this place is amazing, and it's absolutely beautiful, and people have requested. Yeah, I think the fields are blooming, and this side's blooming. This side's about 2-3 weeks away from where you're going to see flowers. Just a beautiful spot to come up to, and everybody's coming up and getting their picture taken and doing all this fun stuff. It's very, very cool. But let's get into it. Think about this. You know, any excuse that people have to raise your price, clip you a little bit more, they will take. And one thing that we heard last week was the Postal Service said, hey, listen, on packages, we're going to have to start charging you more and more and more to deliver packages. There's going to be an 8.5% surcharge. And people said, oh, that's not true, Dan. That's inaccurate. People write me. And sure enough, it is true. But they pull flowers right now. We'll get a shot of that. But what's crazy right now is Amazon just announced that on April 17th, they're going to start charging on every single package, every single thing that's delivered, 3.5% more for Amazon. Think of the billions of dollars that they will collect with 3.5%. And again, you know, there's days that they'll come out to my house and they'll drop 6 packages off, but I've got to pay 3.5% on each one. Does that make sense? Well, they're coming to my house once. You guys know this. It's an absolute joke. It's a scam. And we're being worked over and played, and this is happening. But as I talk to other business owners, they're starting to experience the same thing, especially in food service. If you own a store and you sell meat, hey, the deli meat is going to have a 5% surcharge while the Iranian situation is going on. Well, I had no idea that deli meat was affected by the Iranian situation. Well, it's the price to get it there to the store, Dan. That's what they're telling us it is. Then I looked into it even further, and it's fresh fish. Guys, pasta. Isn't this cool? You can come out here, get your picture taken. All the Instagram models come out here and stand out here and do this. Just see how beautiful that is. But you're starting to see it on everything. You know, we had about a couple years ago where you started to see restaurants that were charging surcharges for different things. Employee insurance, rent for the building, everything. Anything to get you to pay more. You know, I always joke when I go to the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas, they have a Martha Stewart restaurant there, and she used to charge $13 for bread. And this last time when I went with my friends, I go, if we get into the Paris Hotel, which we did for the Lucky Box, I go, I've got to take a picture of the bread. And it was $19 for bread now. Okay, well, there's a surcharge for you. $19 for you to have a little bread? That is lunacy, guys. So the salmon distributors are paying more. The food distributors are paying more. Everybody. Now what you're starting to see is our services. Our people that do lawn work, pool work, we're going to charge you a 5%, $75, you know, one-time fee. Starting to see things like that that people are talking about. That's insanity, guys. It's insanity. We just had gas hit $10 a gallon in Big Sur, California. So, all these models out here doing this. So Big Sur, California, you've got $10 a gallon for gasoline. That's insane, guys. It's absolute lunacy, and there's no rhyme or reason to this. Now, you can sit there and, you know, as gas gets higher, I'm one of the people that does not believe in an easy fix for this stuff. Pops up quickly and takes forever to go down in price. Do you agree with me? Do you agree with me? Because I do. You know, so many places are passing laws right now where it's illegal to charge a credit card surcharge. What's the difference? You have to pay, you know, you can't, hey, I want to pay cash for my Amazon order. Hey, can I write you guys a check? No. So the surcharge is the surcharge. But all these places that have card, you know, charge credit card surcharges, hey, listen, we charge 4% more for you to use your credit card. These places are getting shut down. There's laws, and there's a story below about that and which jurisdictions are not allowing that. But this is the thing to come. This is the shape of things to come. You're just going to see more and more things charged for more money, and nothing you can do about it. Good luck. Have a nice day. You're going to see this more and more. Now, one thing that has I have been written from people from around the world, and that is the World Cup that's coming up, you know, this year, and the price of tickets are absolutely criminal. Hey, Dan, can you get me a deal? Oh, I'll look around. I'll, you know, call my agent. I'll call everybody I know and get a deal for you. There are no deals for World Cup tickets, guys. You want to sit in the stadium. The nosebleed seats are running $800, $1,000. You want to sit field level, mid-level? Phew, you're going to spend $5,000 and $6,000 for a ticket. Now, great story out of the Daily Mail talking about American greed. It's the Americans' fault. The Americans are overcharging everybody. They're ripping everybody off. It's too bad, guys. It's absolutely too bad. You know, it's too much. Nobody can afford this. Nobody can afford this. No one has extra money to do this. Soccer, which globally is one of the least expensive sports that there is now, you can sit in boxes, and people have written me from England, and you know, when I see my team play, I'll pay whatever it is. I want to be against the wall, against the other team that we hate, blah, blah, blah. People, you pay a premium no matter where you go. I get that. But what you're seeing is the absolute lunacy right now of World Cup tickets and the prices going through the flipping roof. So what's next, guys? You know, like I said, fresh food distributors. Salmon. Hey, you know, the premium for salmon's gone up, so we have to charge you a surcharge right now. Why? Who agrees to this stuff? So let me know what you think. I think it's completely a scam, and I'm sick of it myself, because anything they can do right now to raise prices, they will. But the health insurance, the delivery charges, it's not going to end anytime soon, guys. You're going to see this continue on and on and on. Share your thoughts with everybody. Let us know what you think. Hey, let's talk about our sponsor, darkbags.com. I've got the founder, Tina Blanco, here, who's going to give us three benefits of having a Faraday bag. So take it away, Tina.
Yeah. So this Faraday bag actually does hold a smartphone, and it also holds a satellite phone. So it is called the satellite phone bag if you go to our website. But what this bag does is it does those three things. It protects you from EMF. It protects you from EMP, and also gives you your privacy. And the most important is EMF, radiation. Everybody sleeps with their phone right next to their head. Don't do that. Give your body a break for 8 hours, and you will see that you will wake up with a lot less headaches. A lot of people, a lot of doctors are talking about that. Just put your phone in here. Your tracking stops. The radiation stops. You will still get your messages when you take it out, and you can still hear the music, and you'll still get your alarm. What I like about this bag is it was designed by our Navy SEALs here in San Diego, and it is made in the state of Texas.
Fantastic. Darkbags.com, guys. Check it out today. Got a reference back to something we've recently talked about, and that is the white collar bloodbath. Great article out of the Daily Mail talking about how just in white collar alone, in the month of March, yet almost 67,000 people in the United States lose their job. Just in white collar. Think about it. The latest Oracle thing doesn't even count for that. The 30,000 jobs there. This is going to be complete chaos when it comes to white collar jobs being lost. Done. guys, absolutely finished. So, haven't seen anything yet. You're going to see more and more of this. But I love that we have to go to different marketplaces to get real answers on certain things. So, a few other things. There's a store called Allbirds. And Allbirds was a online retailer that went to regular retail. And they were worth $4 billion at one point. Broker Aaron just sent me this. And not only have they had a meteoric fall, they just sold for $39 million, which is a lot of money. But when you're worth $4 billion and then it drops down to $39 million, it's insane. Again, I've seen Allbirds once. I was trying to figure out where I saw them at, but it was one of the malls that, I don't know if it was locally or in Vegas, but that's a shock. What areas had the biggest drop in population? Well, it's very close, but the number one area right now is Los Angeles. 54,000 people minus for Los Angeles. You know, it's funny. You get politicians like Swalwell and Gavin Newsom telling us just how great they are and how they're doing all this great work. And then you have minus population. It's going down in the wrong direction. What is the blame? Can't get a job. Second thing, rent's too high. Can't own a house. That's not even on the list. Food is too high. Not enough hours. Expenses. Everything. Child care. Absolutely everything contributed to these people leaving. I hope you enjoyed this place. It's fantastic. I've got a few more stories to finish this. Please don't forget the private channel, I Allegedly Live. Make sure you're signed up for the email list because I've got the best email of the year so far coming out this week. Go to the email description or go to freegrantguide.com because if you sign up there, freegrantguide.com, you can sign up for the email list too. It's simple and free, the easiest way to do it. But a couple things. I love when preposterous stories hit me, and thank you, Dr. Marvin, for the next few of these. And the first one is the potato farmers of the world. Potato farmers are saying that the problem with their lack of sales right now is that everybody's on a GLP weight loss plan, and they're not eating potatoes anymore. You really believe that? You really believe the world's on that? The rest of us are eating right and exercising and still eating potatoes. I had some last night, and I think I'm going to have more tonight, just to support my local farmer, okay? The next thing is we hear all these stories about how expensive it is to have airline tickets. Well, Virgin Galactic, okay, and Michael Kohlglaser, that's his real name, is the CEO of the company. Mr. Kohlglaser is talking about how Virgin Galactic tickets to ride the shuttle that's gonna go to space, $750,000. Oh my God. Think of what you could do with $750,000 in your life. Seriously, $750,000 to go on that. Is that nuts? I think it's lunacy. So there's that, you know. But, here's one that I, again, more lunacy. And that is TSA. I thought this was a, April Fool's joke. No, this is real. TSA wants to have clear bags only for you to go through the airport for your carry-on luggage. Imagine carry-on luggage is going to be clear bags. Hey, what's in there? Why is that moving? You know, think about it. Your carry-on bag would have to be clear, like you're going in the ballpark, okay? What are those prescriptions? I got a bunch of Cialis and Viagra, you know what I mean? I'm going to wait for a week and have a little party. You know what I mean? No one will have a carry-on bag, okay? For your laptop, all this stuff. Read the story below. It's real. I thought it was an April Fool's joke. It's absolutely real. Now, final story, and this is one of those warnings that you have to take seriously, is there was a man, and I want to make it this poor fool's name, because he went out and he sold his car. And David Gwynn went to the Sky Auto Mall in Cedar Rapids, and he bought a Jeep Renegade and then wanted to sell it 5 months later for a Jeep Wrangler. Didn't like the car, wanted to sell it. Well, he sells the car, trades it in, and he got notification that they paid it off, and then 4 days later, stopped payment on the payoff. So now the bank is coming to him and saying, hey, you need to make your monthly payment. Well, I sold the car. We don't care. So now they're, you know, threatening legal action. And think about this, guys. Make sure this is done. Make sure you notify places like the DMV when you sell a car, private party or not. Make sure the bank gets their payoff. But now the dealership is being held responsible for fraud. So needless to say, he's in a world of hurt. They're in a world of hurt. I've had people send me stories. I had the woman that cuts my hair, her next door neighbor's daughter sold a car, and the guy went through the toll road here in Southern California over and over and over again, where they wanted thousands of dollars in penalties. Lucky, okay? Like, subscribe, check out dartbags.com too. They're a cool company, and they were very nice. I went down there to pick up my Starlink, and it was very cool. Check them out today, dartbags.com. You guys want to reach out to me, it's hello@iallegedly.com, and I hope you guys like the flower fields. Let me know.